as Aerosmith demands, dream on, dream until your dreams come true. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles. Who would have thought episode 3?
I didn't think we'd make it this far.
Well, I didn't think you'd make it past 1.
I was kind of hoping you'd get bored with it, but guess not.
That happened anyway. It's been kind of fun.
It has been.
All right. Well, I guess we should start with introductions. My name is Pete. I am the author of a blog called The Fat Man Chronicles. And sitting across from me and eyeing her wine is my lovely wife, Gretchen. Hey. How you feeling?
I'm good.
What are we drinking? What's in the glass?
Oh, Lord. This one's a little harder than last time. La Massa. It's a Toscana. I don't have my glasses on. I can't read.
I think that's... Ooh. You hit it pretty well. It's La Massa. It's a Tuscan red. It's a blend. Got some Sangiovese in there, probably mostly. Got some Cabernet, some Merlot.
It's delicious.
Very good, huh?
Yes.
That bottle, well, that might be the name of a podcast coming too.
Ooh, intriguing.
Intriguing. Because why do one, like if you don't know what you're doing,
you should do
why do
many.
One?
Yes.
Just try to do going. Two or three of these things.
Just keep going.
I think that would be great. So there is going to be a podcast, it looks like, that I'll be involved with. We'll talk more about that another time though. In the meantime, that wine tonight though went with our dinner. So well.
It was very delicious.
What did we make?
It was a zucchini lasagna with the zucchini as the noodles instead of pasta noodles.
Made from the world's largest zucchini.
It was huge from our local farmer's market. We got those, it was just ridiculously big. It was on steroids, but it was a lasagna and Pete made a wonderful trifecta of meat sauce. Actually, it was a quadruple?
Sure. Quintuple?
Quintuple?
No, there's only four.
There's four.
Yeah.
So quadruple meat sauce with a bunch of cheese and delicious. I mean, your father ate it, so that says something unto itself.
If Joe likes it.
Then it must be good.
Then it must be good.
So yes, that and a salad, that's a well-rounded meal and
for
a glass
sure.
of wine.
Well, and coming off the heels of those muffins you made earlier.
Yes, I did. I found on Pinterest, it was a lemon chia seed muffin, cream cheese filled muffin. It was delicious. I was kind of having a little bit of a sweet tooth. I needed a little something and made it with almond flour and xylitol.
Oh, you even said that right.
I know, right? Hello.
First time ever.
Woohoo. I'm learning. So, but it was
and xylitol, just for people that don't know, it's a natural sweetener that does not register really on the glycemic index. So it doesn't spike your insulin like sugar does.
Yes.
So for us, it's a big deal because as Gretchen explained the ingredients, that's no sugar and no grains, which is what we're trying to follow.
Yeah. But it hit the spot. I really needed something.
Everything today was just great because of that.
Tomorrow's dinner's going to suck.
No. Well, I'm actually having that lasagna again because I'm working.
Oh, right. Damn, I don't know what I'm going to have then.
Why wouldn't you just have the lasagna again?
Probably.
And I like the fact that we can call it lasagna.
It is.
Pairing the wine up. I mean, that's tastes good. It's satisfying. And
yes.
Now we're full and we'll go on our intermittent fast till breakfast.
Exactly.
Which is awesome. All right. What do we have on tap today? We're going to try to do segments, like a real show.
We're going to pretend to be professionals.
A little bit. Basically, what we're going to do is start the FMC Rewind. I did an acronym. So I didn't have to keep saying Fat Man Chronicles.
It's very long.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. So the FMC Rewind really is just talking about how our week has been. We actually just started it, right? Talking about some of the food that we've been doing. And we've posted some other stuff before on our social media, and we'll put the recipe for the, we can link the Pinterest page, right?
I think so.
Sure. You can just give it to me and I'll link it in our show notes. I'm learning all this stuff. It's great. We'll also talk in this segment a little bit about my training and what's going on with Gretchen and how we've been doing overall. And our topic of the day is going to be on a blog I wrote last June, talking about that word, the F word, fat. So we'll get into that a little bit and then wrap it up. We'll see how we do. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. So how's this week been? How about for you? Why don't you tell me about your week first?
My week, let's see. Week was, work was busy. Baby was exhausting. I did not work out. I did start watching a new show though.
Oh.
I start watching HBO show, Big Little Lies?
Oh yeah, that one with Nicole Kidman.
With Nicole Kidman and
Reese Witherspoon.
That's a messed up show, but very good.
It is really good. I think she just got an award at the Emmys too, right?
Nicole Kidman won. Also, they all won. I think they all did.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yep, he won. And then the one from Jurassic Park.
What are you talking about?
She's in Jurassic Park.
Are you talking about Laura Dern?
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's not Laura. Yeah, Laura Dern. Yeah, she's in that too.
Okay.
Yeah, she won for supporting, and then the whole show won too.
Do you feel bad? Reese Witherspoon got nothing then? Do you feel bad for her?
No, she won for like the best overall show. So because she thinks she's one of the producers.
I think they're all producers or something of that thing.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but she won for that too. So yeah, it was a great show. So that was my new show of the week, was starting to watch that, which is hard because I'm trying to work. And that one you kind of have to pay attention to. So, you know, it's really hard to do both.
I hope nobody from work listens to this.
No, I'm sure. Oh, even if my boss does, she knows I watch TV while I'm working.
Yeah, you do. It's amazing.
Because I'm only really not paying attention, so, which is why I don't like trying new shows while I'm working, because that's why I usually stick to my Real Housewives, because you don't really need to pay attention. That's the same thing week after week. But that one, I ran out of shows and someone said, hey, you should try this one out. I'm like, okay.
Oh, it's a great show.
It is.
I told you that too a while ago. I watched it at one point, just kind of binge watched it.
I think I'm almost done though, so I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, it's not very long.
No.
That's how those things go. But there's a second season coming, I think. I thought I read that. Maybe not.
I don't know.
So this is like your views from the couch.
Yeah. This is it. It was a pretty week out. Not a lot of rain here in Chicago.
No good reality show updates for anybody?
Let me think. What happened this week? No, I don't think there was any, you know, like mic drops on like my Real Housewives at all. I mean, it was pretty much the same thing. One person calling someone fat, you know, another person saying, you know.
Well, that's timely.
I know. Yeah. Well, there's this one woman.
Is she fat?
Well, so on my Real Housewives Orange County, the original Real Housewives. I mean, these are the OGs. She is Shannon Bedore. She's a great mother. You know, husband's awesome. And she was very, you know, fit before. Very feng shui type person. All about like the lemons in the bowl and make sure the house is all right. And she went through a hard time and she gained a lot of weight. She's probably an average size woman now, but in Orange County, that's not acceptable.
A size 10 is.
Yes, but she was probably a little bit bigger than a size 10. I would say she's more about my size, but it was hard for her. You know, she didn't feel comfortable with her husband. And, you know, it was it's a battle that she's actually going through. And like, she's kind of owned that she's fat and, you know, and she's on this show and she's kind of going through the weight loss and the struggles of going out to with all these skinny women that want to drink and eat and all this stuff. So it's kind of, you know, I can kind of relate to her a little bit because I'm fat and trying to go out with my friends and stuff like that. So that's
Do you think it's accurate? Like, do you think it's, I mean, as real can be.
Really,
you feel like she's genuine.
Yeah, I feel she's genuine in this the struggle that she has, because you can see her progress. Like, she's been on a few seasons. You know, sometimes housewives don't stick around, but she's been on a few seasons, so you kind of can see her doing the struggle with her marriage.
What do you mean they don't
stuff.
Stick around? They get fired? They
yeah.
get divorced?
Oh yeah, there's been. Well, no, you don't have to be a housewife to be on The Real Housewives. We found that out.
Oh.
But yes, people have gotten fired from Real Housewives shows.
Wow.
Yes. That could be
I can't even imagine what you have to do.
Oh,
oh, wait. Wasn't that one? Didn't that one lady go to jail? The one that had the skinny margarita stuff or whatever? Skinny girl?
Bethany Frankel?
Yeah.
No, she didn't go to jail.
No. Did her husband?
She has a restraining order against her husband.
I don't know why I'm trying to jump in here with pop culture, because I have no idea.
All
right. I am no... what's that guy's name? Perez Hilton?
No, yes. Oh, also another reality show. He's on Worst Cooks of America, Celebrity Edition on Food Network.
Wow.
I watch a lot of reality shows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of the problem that we were just talking about is you and I do like to watch TV together.
We do.
There are shows that we really do like. Comedies. We're both nerdy about sci-fi stuff and superheroes and... Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good shows that are on come the fall.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how we're going to do
this. God forbid we buy matching treadmills and get on them and like walk while we watch them.
That's crazy talk. No, we don't have a DVR. We don't have a DVD, DVR in that room.
Well, we could move them out here.
Oh.
Like into the bigger part.
Yeah, it doesn't. No. Seems like a lot of effort.
Okay. Well, a lot of good stuff, though, and good week in terms of food, and we did go out of town.
We did.
Over the weekend, we went and watched Lily in her first official parade as a cheerleader, so that was pretty cool, and that means we had to eat out. We did it smart,
yeah,
I think.
I think we did really well. Taco salad for lunches. We had salad for lunch.
Well, I didn't. I had wings.
Well, you had a salad, too.
Oh, I had a salad on the side, but man, I had... wings.
Those
they
wings
were
good.
Delicious.
They were very tasty.
Yeah. So we did it was okay though. And
yeah.
For me, you know, I'll probably talk a lot more over time about where I'm at in the weight loss journey. I think it's easier for dudes to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're 8 weeks to the day right now as we record. I think I jumped the gun last episode and said we were a couple of months in, but it's 8 weeks to the day today. And that kind of is my weekly weigh-in. And I'm down since I started this piece of it, 19.6 pounds. So just short of 20 pounds.
Woohoo!
And my goal is to try to get another pound and a half off a week so that I could be under 200 when I run a half marathon coming up in October, the end of October. And that was, you know... a race I had not planned on. I had planned on a week earlier, but, you know, I read a calendar and apparently didn't care for a while that it was your birthday.
And you don't need to say what
number. And it's a milestone birthday.
We don't need to.
Is that okay? Milestone?
Yeah, but people could think it's 50 at that point, which is not.
No, you're younger than me and I'm not 50.
Yes. Yeah, we don't.
I think they're going to guess, though. I think it's okay. It's on Facebook.
Oh, I don't think my year's on Facebook.
Well, it will be.
Great. It is a milestone. It is a milestone birthday coming.
So I had booked myself to run a half marathon local Naperville, which I've run before, twice mm-hmm. before. Signed up, I think, every year, but only run it 2 out of the 4 times, I think. However, I really wanted to run this and kind of go for a PR and all that. But that was not very smart, considering it was your birthday. We should be spending that time together. It should be your day.
But for the record, I told him that it was okay to go ahead and run the race. I was with it. But he still changed it because
I went overboard and made up for it because your mom happens to live outside of Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
Shout out to West Point.
West Point.
There we go.
West Point, Nebraska.
So I went ahead and signed up for a half marathon in Nebraska and Omaha a week later.
Yep.
And we're going to go there. You're going to get to see your mom.
I know. You're like looking for some major brownie points here.
I know. I figured that if I store a few up, I'm going to need them at some point.
Yeah, that's when you start to, when you introduce the second podcast, right?
Right. Or third.
You know.
Because there is definitely a third on that one.
Oh, boy.
But that's all right. We're having fun.
We are. We are. So what about you this week? How was your, you actually got off the couch this week.
Yeah. So the beginning of the week was rough. Coming off my 9-miler, I was sore and then a little bit hit a mental block. Mm-hmm. Got out there and did some miles three times. I ran three times this week, which isn't ideal, but it's better than zero. And I was on the struggle bus for all three. I mean, my legs were really hurting. The last run I did was in East Peoria since we were down by the kids. And that 6-miler took everything I had. And there was a lot, there was some hills. So that's the thing about Omaha is there, it's a hilly course apparently.
Yes. Who thought, you thought Nebraska flat. It's
has
a great
to be.
Plain straight.
Flatlanders.
Yeah, no, it's not. There's some hills.
I know. And the problem is I was training flat mostly.
Yes.
And I had come off that 9-miler where I was just feeling so good and obviously fatigued, had a cutback week. Now this week I'll have to get back up to a 10-miler and enjoy it. Overall though, it was a good week because I got some miles in. I did get miles in and that's all I can ask for at this point. If I'm on the struggle bus, I got people rooting for me and you're always encouraging and sub 30 people are always encouraging and they're right there. Mm-hmm. So I am all right. It was a good week overall. Okay week with training. Really good week I felt with food though. I feel like we're really locked in on what we do. It creates an enormous amount of dishes.
We're running, our water bill is getting out of control.
It is a lot of dishes.
Yeah, but we got to run the dishwasher yet again. I just emptied it.
I feel bad if we go to paper plates and stuff, though. That's not good.
No, that's not good. We got to be
more, yeah. So it's been overall, though, it was a good week. So the biggest part for us now is going to be figuring out how do we balance all this and 1,000 TV shows during the fall.
Oh, next week. I mean, it all actually starts this week. Thursday starts some new shows that that we watch. And
we got two big finales going on this week too. American Ninja Warrior,
that's
which
going
we love.
On right now. I don't know.
And Big Brother.
Yes. Yes. So, but we'll figure it out. We always do.
Yes. I watch Big Brother.
There's nothing wrong with Big Brother.
That's okay. I'm going to get ripped by somebody, but that's all right. I don't really care. I think it's kind of, well, this season's been crazy.
This has been a crazy season.
All right, we ready to flip it over to the topic of the day?
What is our topic of the day?
I wrote a blog post on June 25th, 2016. So I've started the blog, I think June 1. It's one of the very first blogs that I wrote within that first, six or eight. And the name of the blog is I'm Fat. How owning a word is changing my life. The way that I really got onto this topic, it's something I've thought about for a long time. But here we go. I was running and there was a podcast from This American Life talking about people coming out as fat. And I was trying to process that because it's not something that I think you need to come out as, like physical fat. You can see it.
Usually
you can see if somebody's fat. If somebody's gay, you can't really see that.
No.
Right? So I get coming out as gay and why that's such a big deal. I kind of turned on this path of, should we be usurping that term from people where it's a big deal?
Right.
Because coming out as fat is not a big deal.
No.
And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, okay, don't take it so seriously, like on our side, right? I know it's a big deal for others and it should be. For us though, like coming out as fat maybe is something as simple as starting a blog where you call yourself Fat Man, right? And I kind of came around to this conclusion that by starting the blog and getting everything out there, that maybe I was in a way coming out as fat. It's a little bit different than what you would think of coming out as. In this case, it was really more about owning the word. I was just tired of the word being something it wasn't. Fat isn't a four-letter word. I said that on the first episode and I'm going to say it again. It's something that we have some control over, most of us. I don't really get the whole medical part with thyroid and all that. Like,
right.
I don't understand it. I know it exists.
It exists, right? Though. It's a real thing for people. Real
it's
struggle.
A huge problem, right? Yes. So if you've got those problems, I'm not trying to say like you can control it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not even saying that you and I have that much control over it, but we're taking the steps to try to gain that.
Right.
What I'm more saying is if you own it and you own up to it and you accept it and start to live the life you want to live without fat kind of holding you back or dictating what you're going to do, I just thought it's a little bit better.
Well, a lot of people, like you say it in your blog, you know, a lot of people, if you call yourself fat, they're like, oh, no, you're not. You're great. You look awesome. Well, okay, yes, I may look fabulous, but I'm fat.
Of course you do.
I mean, it's there's no way around it. I mean, I am not skinny by any means. I'm fat, and I've always called myself fat. And, you know, but it makes other people uncomfortable when you call yourself fat because it's like they feel, I don't know if they feel guilty that they're not fat, or they just don't want you, like they feel like maybe you're putting yourself down or you're upset about it, you know? And it's like, no, I mean, you're just coming to terms with it. You know what it is. It's, you're not living a lie. Like, oh, you know, when I was a kid, you know, it's always like, oh, she had baby fat or you're big boned. That was always the best.
That's gotta be the
worst.
That's
like the best. Oh, she's just big boned. I'm like, no, I'm not. Well, maybe I am. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Is that a medical condition?
Probably. Maybe that's why I have all my medical problems with my everything. Maybe that's the whole thing. I'm not really fat. I'm just big boned, apparently.
We need to interview a doctor.
I know. There we go. Is that a real thing? But I think that's what it is. It's like they don't want, they feel like, you know, you shouldn't feel that way about yourself. And it's, you know, not the case. That's just how I am, and I've accepted it. So there's no need for you not to accept it.
I think that's the point I was trying to get to in the blog. One of my bigger points was by owning the word, it's not derogatory anymore. And I think people see the word fat as derogatory.
Yeah,
I see it as saying like, hey, I'm Italian, I'm German, and I'm fat. That's part of it. And where I really dug into it, and I'm really, you and I have actually never discuss this, my take on physical fat versus mental fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big part of what I had talked about in the blog. So to summarize, the physical fat we can see, right? It's the extra belly weight. It's the siren going on in the background. I don't know if everybody can hear that or not, but we can through the microphone. It's the extra weight that you carry. And it's, you know, so you're going to carry it in different places depending on who you are, right? But if you're overweight, if you're fat, you know it, and you know where you've got that excess weight. The excess weight can come off for most people. And for us, it's starting to, and hopefully we'll keep going. And for me, I've been down as an adult to pretty close to a goal weight. When I lost, you know, radically lost 80 pounds at one point. And I don't think even at that point, physically, I still had fat on me. I wasn't enough lean muscle, but I didn't look in the mirror and see a fat person in a mirror. In my head, I was still the fat guy.
Right.
Because everything that made me fat didn't disappear. Maybe the weight melted off, but the fact that I still wanted to sit down and eat an entire, you know, pizza on my own,
right?
That doesn't go away. So for me, the big separation is like that mental fat, it might be there the rest of my life.
I don't think it'll ever go away. I don't.
So do you think that's true? Does it?
Yeah, because I mean, I think I also, you know, we talked about before when I had my radical diet of a gallbladder that stopped working and the stress of everything, you know, I was pretty much, you know, a year or two after that, I still kept all the weight off. I kept the weight off for a while. And I was not, I mean, I was down to a good size, like an average size woman. And I felt like I looked in the mirror and I was the same thing. It's like, I didn't look like I was fat anymore, but I still had that mentality that even though I didn't look it, I still felt it.
Yeah. And the platitudes, like you said, like sometimes, you know, oh, you don't look that big or...
Right.
That's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is upstairs. I think for me, it's 95% of the problem.
Yeah.
It's all in the head.
I think it's because I'm also, I mean, I've been a big girl my whole life. I mean, when I was born, I wasn't Daniel size by any means. He was, you know, what, 20 pounds?
9'14".
I mean, I was 8 pounds, 12 ounces, I want to say, when I came out. I was bigger than my brother, you know, so I came out
not anymore.
I came out a big baby. And so for me, it's like my whole life I've been fat. And so if I ever get down, and I hope I will, and I'm working towards getting down to my goal weight and stuff, and I will eventually get there. I just think it's going to take a little longer for me than, you know, it's a lot harder for women to lose weight than men. Why? I don't know. Another cruel joke that they put upon us. But that's fine. I'm patient.
You guys have so many other advantages, though.
We won't go there right now. That could be another podcast. but, you know, it's even when I get down to that, you know, size 8 or size 6 pair of pants that, you know, I was at one point at my slimmest, I still look at that myself and think of myself as fat, I feel, no matter what.
Is that one of your goals? Like, is getting down to smaller size clothes?
Yes. I would like to get back into my cute clothes that I have in the back of my closet.
Is that why? I mean, is it the clothes just look like they hang better or they look better?
They just look better. You
know, is there more variety?
No, that's not. It used to be, you know, back in the day, you know, when you were an overweight woman or a bigger size woman, you know, it would be the tent dresses or the oversized shirts and it wasn't cute clothes. But designers now, I mean, kudos to them. They're realizing that the average size American woman is not a size 2. You know, we're a size 14 and we're size 12s and you need to dress us because guess what? We're going to buy your clothes if you make them look cute. So, you know, kudos to them for, you know, starting to make cool clothes for women that are not, you know, sticks.
Back to reality shows, right? Didn't America's Next... Wait,
no,
what
no,
is that?
Project Runway.
Project Runway, sorry.
Project
I don't know.
Runway this year.
There's models I saw that
yes,
were.
This year on Project Runway.
I just love
right.
Tim Gunn.
Yeah, who doesn't love Tim? And Heidi Klum. I mean, she's...
Make it work, people.
She's pretty. But yeah, on Project Runway this year, I think they kind of felt like maybe some pressure of America or the world saying, hey, you know, you always have these super skinny models on there. Now they have average size women. And these contestants, I mean, some of them, you just want to go and slap them because they're like, I've never worked on a full bodied woman. Or some of them actually have called the models fat. And the models are like, well, listen, you know, I know I'm not skinny. I know I'm a big girl, but I still got curves and I'm owning them. I mean, it's great. I love it.
What are they saying is plus size, like over?
I think plus size is like 14 and up.
That just doesn't seem that big.
It depends. Honestly, I don't know what they consider. I think maybe 16. I'm not really sure.
But I think they were even calling
Size 10. Like in the model world, a plus size model is like a size 10.
Yeah, because I think that one guy I saw in one of the episodes I watched a little bit with you was calling a woman that I would look at and just go, oh, that's an average size woman.
Right.
It may, probably a size 10,
yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
And he was calling her fat.
Yeah.
That brings up a really good question. If somebody said to you that you were fat, would you get offended?
Yes.
So that's interesting to me, right?
I would. I know I'm fat. I don't need you telling me I'm fat. Come on. I mean, you liked as a woman, or I think as a person, well, maybe not. I mean, as a woman, it's like, we know we're, you know, I know my flaws. I don't need you pointing them out to me. It's all good. We're good. I can, you don't need to go, no. No, don't.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm not an idiot.
You had a look in your face.
No, you said flaw. And yes. So I was wondering if you look at being overweight as a flaw.
Yeah, I do.
For yourself?
Just for me.
Yeah.
Just for me. I mean, everyone owns their own body, right? And for me, I mean, it is a flaw because I want to be, you know, skinnier because I've been there. You know, I saw that maybe if I have never had that glimpse of what the skinny jeans look like and, you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe I wouldn't call it a flaw anymore. I'm not really sure. But no, I don't need someone. When someone were to call, if someone were to come up and be like, wow, you're fat, I'd be like, I'd punch him in the face probably.
I would hope nobody's doing that. I do think it's interesting though, because you'll call yourself that. I'll call myself that, but I would not call another person
heck no.
fat. You, I mean, they should own the word themselves. I wouldn't do it.
But I would never project that on somebody.
Because it does sound rude.
Yes, it is.
Right? So I think that's a big difference. The whole thing of that This American Life podcast that I had listened to centered around people that were coming out as fat and like loving it, owning the fact that they were, and they didn't care anymore. Like they liked who they were. They liked the size that they were. They were going to just be that person. And it even got into a little bit of people finding that airplane seats don't fit
right.
and the chairs not being sturdy enough in a restaurant and having to look online to see what the chairs even look like before they went. And yeah, I'm not going to stop somebody from, if that's what they want to do, 100%. And there's a whole different podcast and a whole nother debate on can you be overweight and fit?
Right.
And healthy. And that's something that I've thought about a lot because you've got immaculate blood work.
Yeah.
So regardless of any excess weight that you may be carrying, see, I'm not saying you are because I'm not an idiot.
You don't want to sleep on the couch tonight.
But your blood work is immaculate. Mine,
except for my liver. Let's be, we gotta be totally okay. honest here. My liver's got a little, has some ups and downs. So,
well, that's probably a little bit of fatty liver, right?
Yeah, I went through. I funded a whole wing at Northwestern Hospital trying to figure out what was going on with my liver, and then they finally came back saying, "Well, maybe it's just a little fat on there."
Yeah, and that's a problem.
Yeah,
I've got the same thing. Mm-hmm. I had elevated liver enzymes, and I've got to go get some more blood work done. I should really go in now mm-hmm. To get that done. I'm a little overdue. My blood work wasn't great. I was borderline on blood sugar. Mm-hmm. It was below, but not much below. I was borderline on cholesterol, and my LDL and HDL were flipped in terms of where they should be, and the liver enzymes. So I wasn't, like, from a metabolic standpoint, I was not healthy.
Nope.
And eating the way we are and running hopefully is going to help that. I've been pretty consistent with it overall. I mean, I think I've done at least 3 days a week of running for a while now.
I think so.
3 to 4. It's been pretty consistent. And thinking about all of that and thinking about that podcast really got me thinking about the lectures. Ugh. Growing up, did you get lectures from parents or relatives or neighbors or anybody?
You know, I will say this about my family. My mom and I, like I said before, we kind of went through this. We struggled together and we went through it. And, you know, my dad would never lecture. You know, he was, my dad is skinny as all heck. And, you know, he would never tell me not to eat something or, you know, try to, you know, they never lectured. My family never did. They loved me for me and they didn't care. And there was never this, you know, you have to eat this or, but I remember I've had doctors in the past that have been like, oh, you're overweight. You need to lose weight. You need to lose weight. And it's like, I know that. I don't need you telling me that. I know it. I get on the scale. I see it. It wasn't until, you know, one of my favorite doctor at Northwestern, who's not there anymore, she never lectured me. She never did. She's like, I'm overweight too. She's like, but your blood work's great. So what am I going to tell you?
Is that the one that helped my fainting kid in church?
Yes, Dr. Gattner. Yes. Yes. She was at church with us. Just happened to be there.
So we're at Old St. Pat's, our favorite place to be on a Sunday. And there happened to be a rabbi that day.
Oh, gosh.
It was a dual service,
yes, it was
right?
An amazing service.
It was awesome. It was so much, it was great.
But it was overcrowded.
It was overcrowded, and Daniel at the time would kind of easily overheat.
Yes.
And I don't think he drank enough water.
No, he didn't.
And he just went down.
He passed out.
Completely passed out in church. I panicked.
Yeah.
And Dr. Gantner happened to be there.
Right. Because she goes, yeah, and she helped. And, you know, went over to the good people at Northwestern. And
he drank some Gatorade.
And then he was perfectly fine.
And then
fine.
He got to go home.
Yes. But So I've had doctors lecture me all the time, but my family never really did. You know, they were always very supportive and whatever I wanted to do. And if we wanted to go on a diet, we went on a diet. And my dad would cook for us. He'd make us what we needed to do. He'd make something amazing and very tasteful and everything for my brother and him. And then he'd make my mom and I something bland and, you know, chicken.
You brought up two things that I really want to talk about. I'll start with that one. My perception of what eating better means and what the flavors can be has changed so much.
Oh, yeah.
What if the way we eat now was the way that you could have eaten then? In other words, it wasn't... I mean, this stuff's not bland. I mean, what we had tonight was amazing.
Very flavorful.
And do you think it would have made any difference?
Oh, for sure. But for whatever reason, the mindset of diet back then was bland. Like, salt and pepper. That's it. That's all you could have. Tuna fish. Plain old tuna fish on a piece of wheat toast.
Out of a can?
That's why I don't eat that
disgusting.
Stuff. That's why I don't eat it.
So bad.
I don't eat it. People, you know, there's like some... it. People love them. More yep. power to you. Keep those people in business. We, you know, don't want anyone losing their...
We just lost our Bumblebee sponsorship.
I know, right? Chicken of the sea, but no. Not going to do it. But yeah, I mean, I think it would have made a difference.
Well, and back then, the thought process was much more narrow.
Yes.
I mean, I've tried everything, and the latest thing we're trying really with more fat, no sugar, no grain, it's completely opposite of what was said 20 years ago, 25 yep. years ago. Fat was the enemy, and we're trying to say fat's not the enemy, and we could be wrong. Who knows?
Right.
I don't really think it's a big deal to try a different diet than what we are on.
Yeah.
And I don't ever endorse anybody embrace our brand of crazy, but it's working for us. And I think if it would have been available before, it could have been a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Just the getting the blandness out.
Yeah.
The lectures from your doctors, that's the other thing I wanted to circle back to. Were they ever effective? I mean, you said Dr. Gantner said something that helped, but I mean, was that just kind of UBU?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So never was the lecture effective.
No.
Do you think that do our discussions help? Does this help? I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, why do we bother, right? Is this stuff true? Is like the mental fat never going to go away? And if that's true, what do we do?
Even though the mental fat's always there.
There might not be episode 4, depending on the answer here.
No, seriously. Why? Throw it down, mic drop, done. The mental fat is never going to go away. I don't think it will. But the physical fat can go away. And that's why you keep going. And I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking of yourself as mentally fat. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because for someone that's physically fat as well, having that mental part of it kind of helps keep the physical in check.
I agree. It's separating those things.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because I think it's a part of me. Like I'm fat, like in my head, and I'm going to be, and it's not one more time. I just want to make sure nobody gets this confused. It's not a body dysmorphia thing. It's not like if I'm not fat at any point in time, it's not like I look in the mirror and see a fat guy. It's what's going on in my head. And I can pinpoint the two times in my life where it really dawned on me that I was gaining weight and I was fat. The first time was, I get to reference Willy's Weenie Wagon again.
We relish your buns.
There you go. So working at Willy's, there was a woman who was skinny and who was the manager. And I remember her name, but I'm not going to call her out right now. And she said to me at one point, "You're getting fat. Literally, you're getting fat. You don't need to eat double cheeseburgers." And she was right. And so I ate two double cheeseburgers because I was angry.
Heck yeah.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing, you know? She wasn't wrong. And if she would have approached it different, if she would have broached the subject differently, if she would have helped me in a different way, it might have made an impact, but I don't even know.
Yeah.
The second time, and I wrote about this in one of my blogs, probably one of my very first ones. I love donuts. I'm team donut all the way. It's one of the ways that my kids and I bond. Lily does not like donuts as much as the other two. But Daniel, he's a donut guy. Michaela, she's all team donut.
Yes.
And I love those Entenmann's donuts. They're like a kind of hard chocolate shell around those donuts.
You introduced me. I've never had one before. And you introduced me.
And they're so good.
They are good.
There's a box of these things sitting on the counter. And I can't stop thinking about them. I love these things. And this is right before I go and do this radical diet. It's what really made me go, uh-oh, I'm in big trouble. And I think at the time I was around 256 pounds. I think this is like right at my peak. And I'm can't sleep. So I get up and I go to the kitchen and there's just a light on over the sink. And I grab two donuts and I just start shoving them in my mouth as like fast as possible. And I look up. In the reflection in the window, I see myself and I'm like, what the hell is, what is going on? And my mouth is so full at that moment. You know that experiment where a teacher will take a cylinder and they'll put like five rocks in it and they'll say, is it full? And people will be like, yes. And he's like, well, and then he takes pebbles and then they drop it in there and then it fills up a little more. And then is it full? Well, not really, because then they take sand. And then they take water. If you would have poured a glass of milk into my mouth, it would have just overflowed like a river. Like it was terrible. I couldn't believe it. And I'm frozen. Okay, I finished the donuts.
Well, you're not psycho.
But I knew I was in big, big trouble. And it's the first time where I went, oh man, you are an idiot. Like you're in some big trouble here. And I did something about it and then gained it mostly back and doing something about it again. It took years though to kind of go up and down like that. It was a big deal. The looks sometimes you get like while running, I get looks sometimes. I on top of being big, I sweat profusely.
Hot, babe. It's hot.
Yeah. And I thought it was because I was fat. It turns out not so much. And I wrote about this too at one point, Shalane Flanagan. Turns out that Olympian who, I think she got sixth in Rio. She's a beast. And she's sixth in Rio in the marathon. And she's sweating buckets and losing too much electrolytes because she's a big sweater. Like it, that just happens. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is because I'm big, but maybe not. I could just sweat like this all the time.
You're doing it now.
Grunting, sweating, my feet are shuffling along. No wonder people are looking at me. Point being that I don't think it helps, right? The lectures, the platitudes, they suck.
Yeah. I mean, for us.
No, I think for everybody.
Who wants to
be lectured?
I think because you have these weight loss camps and people that go to like seminars and stuff like that. My mom and I went to one, you know, and it didn't help me. But there's other people saying like, oh my gosh, that was so great. It really touched me. It, you know, there are people out there that like the lectures.
Like when you saw Oprah, saw the light.
I saw the light.
I hear what you're saying. And maybe this podcast at times sounds like a lecture. Who knows? I mean, I think it's us discussing, but right. Somebody else may see it as a lecture. In the end, though, I don't think a lot comes from that. No. I think those camps are interactive, and that's great. I think that if you go to a seminar, you're going to get preached at.
Right.
That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, that's fine. That you're going to get preached at. No big deal. But in the end, I don't think any of us want that because I think it impacts us negatively.
I would agree.
Good thing we don't have people that lecture us.
No, we wouldn't really keep them around.
Get out.
Get out of my house. No use for you in this world.
So we think that the physical fat, we can get off most of it, but the mental fat's probably going to be hanging out. Got to make friends with the mental fat.
We should give our mental fat persona like a name or something. So like growing up, so I'm going to share something growing up. This is like the most, probably, this is pretty embarrassing. And I don't know if you know of this. So like
this is going to be good.
This is horrible.
I better refill my wine glass.
This is horrible. So, you know, obviously fat my whole life, right? And so when I was a kid, my family, you were talked about, you know, were they supportive? And my family was very supportive. They were so supportive, in fact, that we named my stomach because I had a stomach. So, you know.
This was a Seinfeld, wasn't it?
I know. It was. That's where they got the idea from me and my six-year-old self. So we named my stomach. And so it became like, oh, and we called, my stomach's name was Harvey. And we're like, it was Harvey.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Is Harvey hungry? Yes, Harvey's hungry. So it wasn't like, is Gretchen hungry? Is Harvey hungry? So this goes on. Like, it was Harvey for at least a year or so. And then one day my brother said to me, Gretchen, you're a girl. How come your stomach is a boy? And I said, oh, well, no, the name is Harvette. And all of a sudden Harvey became Harvette. And then my stomach was named Harvette. To this day, like every once in a while, my brother will still reference my stomach as Harvette.
How have I not heard this in all these years?
You know, and now the world.
I'm really disappointed in Vinny for not telling me this.
It's, you know, but that's, you know.
Did he have his own voice? Or she? Did it change?
She changed. She did not. No. It was, you know, it was a six-year-old. I was six. I was pretty young. Yeah, I know, right? But, you know, we do the, like, you know, you scrunch up the stomach and make the little mouth with the belly button and stuff like that. And
You didn't draw.
We did not draw.
Draw eyes.
No, did not draw eyes. But yeah, so that was like, you know, but I think.
Was that a way for your. Did you start that or your mom?
I don't know how it started. We'll have to ask my brother. You know, when
I was just wondering if it was a way to try to help you feel better about the whole thing.
I honestly think that's what it was. I think it was just my family trying to help me feel better. So it became like a joke, like, oh, it's not you, Gretchen. It's your stomach. It's Harvey. It's Harvette, you know? It was cute. Now it's embarrassing. And now all 40 of our, because we're up to 40. People downloaded.
I know. Doubled the predicted listenership.
We only said 20. We're up to 40. Now people may be downloading more than once, but we're counting you as one each.
Well, as we record this, episode 2 is not out yet. It'll come out this week and we're thinking about doing back to back. And then we've actually thought about going weekly.
Yeah.
See how long we can do that.
So, but yeah.
There was clamor for weekly. Oh, I said clamor. That I feel like that's trademarked by one of my favorite podcasts of all time, The Two Gomers. Sorry, Gomer 1 and Gomer 2, Anthony, Steven. Sorry about that.
I'm sure they'll forgive you.
Didn't mean to steal your bit.
I'm sure they'll forgive you.
I'm not drinking La Croix, though.
Oh, yeah.
Although, did you see, speaking of that, did you see Holly Schultz, Dean's daughter, was in the Wall Street Journal,
with
a LaCroix?
Yeah, I did see that.
LaCroix enthusiast down in Nashville.
Yes.
Way to go, Holly. I don't know what you did to do that, but that's just awesome.
I saw that.
It's always so cool to see.
Yes.
All right. Well, then I think we've hit on this pretty hard, and I think it's running out of time.
All right.
Anything else to share?
No, I think I've shared enough for one.
Harvette, this is going to be awesome after this.
You ever bring this up again, guess what's going to happen?
You just told at least 40 people.
And now it's done. And now it's done. And now it's done. I made myself vulnerable.
You did.
Hello, this is not easy.
You did. And I'm usually the one with the stories.
And now you're going to throw it in my face.
I am not. Often. Okay.
So it was nice talking to you all. This will never be on the show again.
I'm not editing this. This was great.
Hope you appreciate 3 podcasts. That's all we're getting at this point.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening to the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm going to remember to tell you who the music was this time, even.
Awesome song. I like it.
Yeah. You Got Me Wrong by Safar. Thanks, Safar, for letting us use your music. You can find us on social media. Turns out all of them are Fat Man stories. You can look us up by Fat Man Chronicles on Facebook, but it's facebook.com/Fat Man Stories, Twitter @Fat Man Stories, and Instagram @Fat Man Stories. I coordinated that, didn't even realize it. You can email us at fatmanchronicles@outlook.com. You can go to the website and subscribe to know when new blogs and podcasts come out. That is over at fatmanchronicles.com. And please go subscribe on iTunes if you like what you hear. Feel free to drop us a review. 1 star or 5 stars for Harvette. At least 5 stars on that one. It's going to be great.
I'm going to regret this.
Oh, it's all right. It's great. I'm telling you. But if you can go subscribe and give us a review, and we've got thick skin, pun intended. So feel free to lay into us too. It doesn't really matter to us. It's great to read anything. So that's about all for this week. Remember to go out there and be better today. Thanks for listening to the Fat Man Chronicles.